This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, 1 hour still to go. The big show, 60 minutes on the clock for Nick, Barry, and myself as we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Who is the guest host extraordinaire today on the Blitz?
Is it Rahizi?
I don't even know.
I know Rahizi's on the list.
Is he?
And he had, I would have to go back to the
done
email.
It yet, so it may be very well could be today. It's either today or tomorrow, right?
I don't think anybody's ever called him Rahizi. I think you're the first to point that. I've never heard him called Rahizi.
Yeah.
I like
Rahizi for Sheezy. I don't know. Nah, I don't think I'm the first.
I've never heard it.
Okay.
Rahizi.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cool. So while you were sleeping, possibly, Barry.
Okay.
Jonathan Fagan with some news about your favorite basketball team last night. The Rockets are going to unveil 3 new uniforms to season ticket holders on a draft night party this month.
About time.
That will replace the fact that they have 0 draft picks. So they're going to unveil 3 new uniforms on draft night. 2 bring significant changes to the red and white primary uniform. The third is a special 1-season edition. And last season's black uniforms will return along with the traditional red and the white. Not the red that's a Houston on the front that I think everybody consensus-wise liked.
Yes.
I liked it, yeah.
Yeah, I liked those really true, rich red with the white Houston on the front.
Yep.
The knockoff Cleveland Cavaliers wine and gold Chinese lettering.
That was definitely Arizona
City,
State colors.
Whatever it was, I didn't like it.
Okay, I'm with you on that. I hope Tillman is a master of business and a marketing and business genius. Do you think he goes old school ketchup and mustard?
If he listens to the fans, because I was going to get to this, from what the indications are, because they also changed the secondary logo. In their mind, the secondary logo was not just the R, but that R that had the same font style, all in red, that said Houston Rockets with the R in the middle of that. That goes away. And now they've implemented a new logo, which is essentially, it looks like, you know, Universal Pictures, the globe with the words that spin around it.
Yes.
It's going to be that, only the globe is a basketball, a silver basketball, and the R is in the middle, and then it says Houston Rockets on a banner that looks like it would be spinning around it.
So this is a new logo.
So that will also debut in the
I'm so happy
year.
About that, because the stupid R thing.
The R still,
there, Barry. Here,
on
show
top of the logo.
That R is just whack.
I do think it'll look okay.
That's the
on a black
this
jersey.
This is no longer just the Houston Rockets with the all in red with the R. This is the new version of it.
Get rid of that dumbass R.
I think it's run its course.
R is dumb.
I agree with you that it's run its course.
Because it's got, so if you look at the R, there's a rocket in it, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The R, the straight side of the R is a rocket.
Correct.
Okay. Why, and at the bottom of that rocket is flames.
Or
no,
the like it.
Isn't that supposed to be flames?
I would imagine.
I guess so.
So why is the other thing have flames on it?
Because just like a rocket, there's
just
a booster that falls off at launch after it gets...
Shut up.
Well, you asked the question. I'm giving you the answer. I gave you the Chad Brown answer.
It's absolutely stupid.
There's, if you look at the technical aspect, that's like when they tried to brainwash you people into believing that putting a checkered flag on the side of those gray shorts a couple
that was
years
so
ago
dumb.
Was a NASA treatment.
That was a NASA treatment.
Such a reach.
No, it is. If you look at the side of Apollo 13, it had the checkered things. That's why they did it. I do get that. That I understood.
Well, that's why we don't get
but this. This is stupid. Why do you have, unless they're just like, oh no, that's just our drip. No, stop trying to be cool. You Rockets don't have drip. That's a whack. No. I really wish that they would. I don't mind the colors. I like that they mixed in some gray with the black and red and white. And I dig the logo itself. I just don't like the R. I like the new letters. That's pretty cool. That works.
I feel
now.
Like R would be more tolerable if it was like silver.
Or I just don't gray. Like the way that they tried to make it look like a rocket ship, and then the other thing has it doesn't make sense. But I kind of wish the way you described the globe, you should tweet it out at Pac-Man Joel. Take the logo and tweet it. But I wish where it says Houston Rockets, they would have used the old school font from the ketchup and mustard days. That would have been pretty cool.
That would have been cool.
Yeah. But
the black uniform stays along with the original red and the original white. I don't know if that means that they're done with that red uniform we liked that they wore a lot during the playoffs or not. But that remains to be seen. But these three uniforms are going to be like a secret. Now, I would like, and I'm trying to think back in time, I would hope to God they don't bring back the pajamas.
How about that 1971-72 logo?
I was going to say, if they go back to the Little Caesars pizza logo.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that existed. Yeah. I'm born and raised here. Been a Rockets fan my entire life. Had no idea that was a Rockets logo.
Yeah, we used to call it the Little Caesars pizza logo.
Yeah, that is not good at all. Oh,
neither is two outfielders letting a fly ball land between them like Mariznick and
Brantley.
Brantley just did. But anyway, yeah, so the Rockets are making these changes. Now, again, they haven't said what these three, and one of them is just going to be a one-year-only thing, which would mean to me they probably are going to do a hardwood classic throwback kind of uniform.
Yeah.
They could go green, and especially if the colors aren't going to go that way. Green and yellow were the San Diego Rocket colors.
Right.
So that was a possibility in my mind, along with that Little Caesars logo. The one I hope to God they don't do is the pinstripes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, please don't.
Don't do that.
Please
don't.
El Jefe is a huge fan of those, but other than him, I don't know many that like that look and that logo and those uniforms.
Yeah, that was a rough time in Rockets history.
I feel like everybody that was born in the early 90s appreciated that jersey and that logo.
Yeah, see,
because it was in a very influential time in their lives. I get that, and that, you know, and they, like El Jefe said, is because he had a Steve Francis jersey like that. I said, well, that's on you. You're not a very good talent evaluator. But yeah. So, but here's the thing: a lot of people are saying, well, maybe they may be changing their colors, or they might do something outlandish or crazy. That. But then you bring up the question of, again, the ketchup and mustard. The overwhelming consensus, including from Northside Mike, who's on Twitter a lot, he said, and I quote, "Not sure why the Rockets organization won't listen to the fans. Not saying to use their individual suggestions, but it's pretty clear people want to see the return of ketchup and mustard. Instead, let's add some gray, throw a banner around a basketball, change a font, and call it good." I'm with him. Now, I'm going to hold out judgment until I see these three new uniforms. And they do have some talented people from a graphic arts perspective that work on these things. But at the same time, I'm agreeing with you guys. I think it's time to jazz up or get rid of the R and do something different, go a new logo, do a new color, whether it's a color scheme or not. And I think that everything that we've heard and that we've said is ketchup and mustard is a staple of this franchise. And you know what? It's not like you had bad times. The pinstripe uniforms, those were bad times. Those were lean years.
Yeah.
Those ketchup and mustard uniforms got you two titles, and before that, several trips to the finals.
Do what the Astros did. The Astros took elements of previous, the orange, and then they've got the rainbow stripes on certain jerseys, and the navy with the star and all that. They took elements from their past under Jim Crane and came up with what I think is probably their best uniform to date.
You're going to make me say it again, aren't you?
You like the rainbows. I get it.
No. From a Rockets perspective, remember what I said. Because in the next generation of the Clutch City type uniform, the ketchup and mustard, I said go with the black uniform, but go with the side shorts logo, the old school logo, the yellow basketball with the red around it that said Houston Rockets on the side of the shorts. All the trim would be ketchup and mustard in white on a black uniform. Go the original Houston font style on the front in white. People would go nuts. And we even had listeners that were like so onto it that they were actually doing variations of it for us.
Yeah.
But that's a way to keep it hip and cool with the
and
black.
Still use the ketchup
and
mustard.
But use the colors that define your
franchise.
I like
that idea.
The Astros have been great at doing that. And they could just take a page from what they did. I mean, it's because you don't want to sit there and watch a team. And part of the visual aspect of it, you're like, God. Oh, so stupid. That's why that's part of the reason I'm not even making this up why I hate watching the Texans.
Really are anti-Texans uniforms.
The uniforms are literally.
They're so meh.
They're just the missionary position of uniforms in the NFL.
I think the biggest example
they're just
was
vanilla ice cream.
The Seahawks before they won a Super Bowl. They were open to all changes. They were doing the fluorescent green. They were the first ones to be innovators with Nike because of the fact that they had nothing to lose. But when you have a tradition, and a tradition that ends up rich in history because you've won two titles, you've made several finals appearances, that's when you can tap back into that. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, like, remember when the Arizona Diamondbacks first came in the league, they had 27 variations of their uniform between hats, sleeved and sleeveless jerseys, colors, all these different things. I understand you want to make a buck marketing, but when your fan base is clamoring for the history that brought them the memories of titles and success...
Get on it.
Yeah, don't let that fall on deaf ears.
Okay, I did the math.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
So we were talking about immaculate innings.
Yes.
An immaculate inning is a pitcher that throws 9 strikes, gets 3 strikeouts, no more than 9 pitches total. There have been 80 of those in the history of baseball. There, according to, where the hell did the website I had go? I don't know. According to a website that I got, whatever. I just closed the damn thing on accident. There have been, as of today, there have been, so it might not count today's games or early games. There have been 3,888,798 innings pitched.
3 million.
So out of those 3 million, 80 of them have been immaculate innings. That's a 0.00206%.
That, as they say, is doing something.
As far as no hitters, there have been 217,996 games played.
Yep.
There have been 300 no hitters.
I thought it was 300, yeah.
The percentage, 0.13762. It is almost exponentially harder to throw an immaculate inning than it is a perfect game, according to those numbers. You see one every 0.002 times as opposed to every 0.137 times. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's
and
what Chris
Sale has two of those, apparently.
We kind of poo-pooed it when you first brought it up, and then when you brought up like how many times it had been done, and you think about it, you're like, man, I'll tell you what, that's you got to give credit. Now, does Sale have a no-no? Because if Sale has two immaculate innings, if he also had a no-hitter, that would be a pretty good trifecta right there
that
from
would
a
be
pitching
pretty
perspective.
Good. I was trying to see when his last one was. Sale repeated the feat he did just 28 days ago on May 8th. So
he's done
two
it twice this year? And he's having a down year.
Yeah, he is.
God, it's crazy. You know what's not crazy? Looking for a place to watch some good sports these days with the finals, Stanley Cup, everything that's going on. Well, there's only one place to go. It's Twin Peaks, of course, because there's 6 area locations to better serve you spread out all across the big city. And there's plenty of stuff that you can do while at Twin Peaks. Obviously, the Twin Peaks girls are going to take care of you, and they are just absolutely easy on the eyes, fantastic to look at, and their customer service is beyond anything that you can imagine. And of course, it's eats and drinks. Drinks as well, because it's all made from scratch menu items, hors d'oeuvres, appetizers, as well as main courses in their kitchen. And I'm telling you, they've added some smoked items that they do the smoked meats right there in the kitchen. You can get a pulled pork sandwich. You can get ribs. They've got fantastic menu items. And of course, the beers are already always 29 degrees, ice cold, and waiting for you on tap right there at the bar. If you don't believe me, there's actually a thermostat digital readout of what the beer temperature is when you walk in the bar. So you know it. You don't have to ask about it. When you get it, it's going to be fantastic. And of course, they've got all the satellite dishes, and they've got all the TV screens that you need to watch multiple sporting events at the same time. So why would you go anywhere else? Next time you're thinking about going out and watching some sports and getting some great food and beverage, why not go to Twin Peaks? Like I said, 6 convenient locations in the Houston area, but more important, it's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views, it's Twin Peaks.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a throwback Thursday. Nick, who is this?
Eminem.
Instrumental?
Yeah, I didn't want to risk and have him drop something, I just played the instrumental.
Okay.
Rain Man is the name of the song.
Yeah, Charlie Babbitt, Rain Man. Final hour of the show, throwback Thursday instead of way back Wednesday because our golf tournament was postponed yesterday, rescheduled for the 19th of June, so There will be an opportunity for you people to come on out, and the golf spots are all taken up. But you can still come out to Wildcat on the 19th and spend the day with us. We'll be broadcasting live 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on that day. And there'll be, I believe, a silent auction. So there'll be times and opportunities for you to contribute to the charity. Jeff Van Gundy's favorite charity. The whole tournament, by the way, our staff did a fantastic job. Twin Peaks got on board. Lots of sponsorship opportunities, but great opportunities for you guys to participate. So check it out.
I have your answer.
Okay.
Because you talked about the immaculate innings. Mm-hmm. There have been 182 three-pitch innings.
Wow. So double the immaculate innings.
So it's still harder,
Yeah.
to strike out three guys on nine pitches than it is to get three guys out on three pitches.
Man.
Which seems,
at first glance, I wouldn't think that, but when you give me the numbers, when you start thinking about it,
you get down to two strikes in the count, guys are going to foul. You know, it's easier to foul a pitch off or throw a ball or any of those things. So I guess, yeah, I mean, if you stay in the zone, you just throw three juicy pitches and you're at the bottom of the order, and guys ground out or pop out or whatever.
Heck, Tyler White could do that.
Pretty interesting. So yeah, it's harder to throw an immaculate inning than a three pitch inning, according to history.
The more you know.
There you go.
And there you have that. All right. So that's interesting. Unfortunately for Justin Verlander, that ball that either got caught in the sun or, for one reason or another, the miscommunication between Brantley and Marisnik let a ball drop for a double, ended up scoring. So Verlander gets an earned run, I believe. And that's a tough one to take because it wasn't his fault, and he should have been out of the inning. But 3-1 Astros as they go to the bottom of the second.
Here's an interesting question.
Okay.
Did you know, somebody said, did you know it's possible to throw a one-pitch inning and get three outs? Now.
Ken Hoffman asked that?
Huh?
Did Ken Hoffman ask
no,
that?
No, somebody normally said what it's he would never been done
stump
before.
Palillo it.
So, I mean, first of all, I would be curious to see how they think that would be the case. And today's current game, when you intentionally walk someone, you just send them to first without throwing a pitch. Mm-hmm. Is that what he means?
No,
if you intentionally walk two batters and get a triple play,
yep.
Is that throwing one pitch? Now, because remember, back in the day, you still had to throw four pitches for an intentional walk.
Right.
Does that count as four pitches? In the record books.
Yeah, there's all kinds of technicalities in that answer.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So nowadays, if Justin Verlander wants to intentionally walk the next batter, obviously on his actual fatigue pitch count, they don't give him four pitches. But in the rule books, do they say, well, that's a four-pitch walk?
Right.
Does that count as him having to have thrown four balls in a row?
Yeah, that's a great question because, again, you're right. I'm saying not for you in terms of your answer being technicalities. I'm sure that whatever answer they give you is going to be laced with technicalities because of the fact that the rules changed and it's not a four-pitch walk anymore.
Yeah. Now, somebody else said three base on balls, pitching change, triple play. So I guess that's the other caveat is you bring in a pitcher with somebody already on base and he throws one pitch and gets a triple play.
That's actually a good answer.
Yeah. So there's two ways to do it.
Well, okay. You know what? I've always thought.
You got real nerdy there for a minute. That's on me, guys. That's my bad.
Whew. I always thought.
Let's talk about sex.
I always
sex
thought
or something.
Amos was nuts, Nick, but now based on his tweet, I firmly believe he is.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
Why?
Just completely.
Because he liked Nick's list.
Yeah. Carl Thomas Summer Rain is a cookout classic, and he got some Wu-Tang on the list. Nick, you're the real MVP. Now, Nick, if that was from anybody else, I'd be giving you kudos too. But consider the source.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
It's the way it is. All right. So rolling through other things as we get deeper into the final hour of the show. Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, came out and finally addressed the situation with the little girl that got hit here in Houston a week or so ago and said, just quite honestly, don't expect in-season netting changes this year. And it's basically based on logistics. I'm sure all teams will look at it, but that's not just something that you can throw up a fence in the yard like thing.
Right.
And so it's not going to happen in the short term, but I'm sure they'll look at it in the long term. And that was probably the best answer you could give because at least they'll consider it. It's just that's, and again, the Yankees have been staunchly against this. they believe that that whole being close to the field and not having anything in your way is such
also
a big deal.
If a New Yorker died, the rest of the New Yorkers don't care. They're like, eh, whatever. He probably would have got mugged.
It.
He probably would have got mugged in the parking lot and killed anyways. Like,
yeah, forget
no,
about it.
That's not okay. I get the argument that but you take away from some of those catches and over the railing and okay, but that's once every how often? I mean,
right.
For the safety of a child, I'll give those up.
Yeah,
At the end of the day, it's a game. That little girl could have lost her life. It's a game.
I'd like one more update on her too. By the way.
I haven't seen anything.
Seen anything since they said that she's going to be fine, but she was going to the hospital for observation. The Astros even said that they were going to check on it. I would like one more update just to make sure she's okay.
Yeah.
Because that was a pretty scary night that night. And just if you recall, I was actually waiting for Nick to give us updates because he was at the game because I was like, man, everyone is reacting like that little girl really took a shot. So hopefully she is okay and everything that they said is true as they go from there. By the way, the draft wrapped up last night. So rounds 11 through 40 were last night.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you give Jeff Luhnow and his staff props because of the fact that he gets so many of the players he wants in the early rounds that he just decides to do goodwill gestures at the end.
I think he does.
For the second year in a row, he's taken Carlos Correa's brother in like the second to last round. And he took Stubbs' brother, the catcher from USC that was in the stands when he played his first game and got his first hit. They took him as well. They've taken family members in the past.
Yeah, I saw Roy Halladay Jr., or his son. Roy Halladay's son was drafted by the Blue Jays.
In the 32nd round.
Class move there.
Same number he wore there.
Yep.
And then Al Leiter's son taken by the Yankees, but they said both those guys plan on playing college baseball, so they probably...
What a nice gesture by the Blue Jays to do that in the 32nd. Yep. Yeah, very cool.
Yep, classy move there. So the draft is all behind us now, and we continue to roll forward in baseball.
What do you give the Astros? Nobody knows.
No, and don't care because of the fact that, like we said, they're not worried about getting a top five pick and making sure that they pan out to be the next Alex Bregman or the next franchise-type player. I use Bregman because he was a high pick, Correa as well. They don't have to worry about that. They're just trying to fill needs and build the farm system up even more, and that's why they took catcher, which they seem to have needed some depth at, and they took an infielder, a shortstop in the first two rounds.
So. Word.
So there you have that. Trent Williams of the Washington Redskins, we talked about this yesterday. More details coming out now. He's asked the Redskins to either release him or trade him. He is a 7-time All-Pro offensive tackle, only 30 years old. But, and I know you'll do this anyway, but over the last couple of years, he has been able to stay healthy for 16 games. Mm-hmm. But the reason why he's really irked is, aside from all the regular injuries he's got during play, he had a scalp issue that was a medical issue last season. He did not like the way their medical staff handled everything involved in that. And even Jay Gruden came out and said, even if he was here, he still wouldn't be allowed to practice because he's still dealing with the scalp issue that he had. You know, if it was a growth or something on his scalp.
Oh, wow.
And the medical staff was trying to deal with it. And so he's pissed about all of this. And that's why he's told friends he wants either out or they better make a new contract offer, an extension. But here's the interesting thing.
Okay.
He's from Longview. He went to Longview High School. Mm-hmm. He lives here in Houston.
Oh.
He owns a gym with Adrian Peterson. They train there in the offseason.
Okay.
So there's all kinds of reasons why Brian Gaines should pick up that phone and say, Dan Snyder, what are you thinking? Because you know how the dance, I'm not shortchanging the GM, but we already knew, we heard before the draft, Dan Snyder says he's taking over the first round of the... Okay, Dan, how about you take over Trent Williams' contract situation or his situation period and say, trade him to the Texans?
What do you give up for him?
See, that was the question Josh and I were kicking around because we did a video on it today that's going to come out on SportsMap later, but that's what I asked him, and he goes, well, I would say a second round. I don't think you get him for just a second round pick. I'd love that, and I would do it in a heartbeat. But I don't think you get him.
You would give up a second-round pick.
I'd give him up a second round pick for as important as offensive line is, and as they are relying so heavily on journeymen and draft picks this year, I certainly would. It's so important to keep Deshaun safe. Pick. What are you giving up? Two thirds in a bowl of soup.
What was his total games played in 2 years? You said
over the last 3 or 4 years he hasn't played a full 16 game schedule.
How many games has he played though? I'll look it up at the break.
Look it up and we'll come back.
That's going to have a lot to do with it. How much can he play?
I think he's got plenty left in the tank, and I think that's why I said I think the Texans can take a ho-hum offseason and turn it into a pretty good offseason if you can add a guy of that caliber.
He hasn't played in 16 games since 2013. He's gone 15, 14, 12, 10, and 13.
The 15 and 14 doesn't bother me because a lot of times they give guys the last two games off if they're out of the playoff Washington. Picture.
Oh, if they're out.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're resting for the playoffs. No, but if they're out of the playoffs too, they're not going to. And especially if you're dinged up a little
12,
bit.
10, and 13 over the last three seasons. He played a little left guard in 2018 as well.
Consider the scalp issue is one of those seasons.
I'd probably give up a third rounder. I don't know. Man, second round pick. That's expensive.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm third rounder, maybe a third and a sixth, third and a seventh, something like that.
If they'll take that, I'll do it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right, hey, you know what else is great? Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing, because obviously we've had a lot of rain. We're expecting more rain between now and 8 o'clock tonight. So if you've gotten rain and realized my roof just isn't going to withstand much more, or maybe it's already leaking, or you've just been thinking about putting a new roof on your house, there's only one company to call. It's Fitz Roofing. They're locally owned and operated, so they're not like storm chasers that are out there to get your money up front, and then they're either going to do shoddy work or just skip town with your cash and never do the job they were supposed to do. Fitz Roofing is here, and they are here for you. They are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the U.S. meet the criteria to get that status. They have it. You need it. You go to Fitz. They also use CertainTeed Shingles. They are the best in the business. And their base warranties are longer than your average roofer, so they're bringing everything to the table that means the most to you. It's top quality products, top quality company, and the best product with the best warranties. They do an outstanding job, so much so that they have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor, and they do free, no-obligation inspections. All you got to do is call 832-521-3001, or you can log on to FitzRoofing.com, but give them a call, 832-521-3001. You schedule that free, no-obligation inspection. They come out to your place. They evaluate your roof, and they tell you what you need to do. They go away. You call them back if you want them to continue. If not, hey, no harm, no foul, and everybody goes along their merry way. It's just the way they do business, and it's a fantastic way to make people in Houston happy. So check them out, Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time. Hey, we'll be back in just 60 seconds, so don't change that dial. Hang in there for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Mary J. Blige. Murder, Inc. Smile. It's just those
rainy days. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, Tyler White's at the plate. First and third, two outs. You know my day is ruined already.
They're winning.
I said when swing and a miss. I said when he came to the plate, I looked at him, I go, he looks, we talked about this when Lance said that he had to stop describing guys' bodies when he's evaluating talent by saying he looks like he's a beer delivery man, and then have to describe why, because they're not like chiseled or anything, but you know they're barrel chested and they're strong.
Mm-hmm.
I look at him, I think he's the guy that looks like he's delivering your beer. You said even better, he looks like a guy that's no delivering your pizza.
Don't throw me in with your hate.
You said it.
I don't want to be a part of your hate. Your on-air hatred of Tyler White.
J.J. Watt was a pizza delivery guy.
You are fat shaming Tyler White, and that's not nice.
Can J.J. Watt switch his story from pizza delivery guy at Western Michigan or wherever it was till he went to Wisconsin? And say he was a mover for U-Haul, and we can just say Tyler White climbed the ranks from pizza delivery guy to not delivering at the plate.
Have you played your Carl Thomas song yet? You haven't? When is that? Going out at this break or what?
I mean, usually with the reads, I might skip a song or two. I just let people judge by the list. But I can play it if you want me.
Because somebody said Carl Thomas lives here in Houston. He helped people evacuate during Hurricane Harvey.
Well, that's cool. I totally knew that.
Congratulations. And he's got a song about rain.
Good job.
There's irony. Oh, right, yeah. There. Yeah. I don't know. I just wanted to hear the song now. Carl Thomas. Well,
you will. Play right now if you want.
Just be patient.
Well, no. I mean, I don't mind hearing it in the flow of the right. natural well, flow.
I wanted you to hear Mandolin Rain. That guy pooped on.
He can play it. Uh-oh. Is this it? Is this Carl?
This is Carl.
Our buddy Carl.
7 million views. So.
This is a cookout classic? Because Clarence on Twitter said, who the hell said Summer Rain is a cookout classic? WTF.
Amos.
I want to hear the lyrics.
Stormy. Oh, you are.
Outside rain, she keeps me
home. This actually sounds like another song.
I could bump Uglies to this.
Right. That's what I was thinking. This ain't no barbecue.
No. This is lovemaking.
It's a pillow fest.
See, right? Actually, this is probably having sex in the backseat of a car in the rain.
Right? Speaking of that.
Armrest. Never mind.
Awkward moment the other day when I told you guys I had to go to the med center to the doctor's appointment. So I'm going back to my car in the parking garage. There's a Tahoe.
You had sex in your car.
No, but the dome light's on, and there's a lady full-blown trying to get a shirt on, changing in the back seat.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, this is uncomfortable. I just try not to look.
How long did you linger staring at her, making it weird?
I did not, but then when I got in the car... And I backed up. I was like, as I'm going by the car, I'm looking like...
Hit her.
What were you doing?
Sorry, ma'am.
Get out right now. Give me your insurance right now. Right now. Or I'm telling everyone, you showed me.
Well, okay. That brings up, I think, a philosophical debate.
Okay.
Is it okay to look?
See, I don't think
if
it is.
There's no, don't jump to conclusions. Let's talk this out. If a woman decides that she's going to change her top in the backseat of a car in a public place, not in her garage with the door closed. She's in a parking garage where you could be walking up to the car next to her. Mm-hmm. If she decides that she's going to do that, do you have to divert your eyes? Is it not okay to take a gander? Is that just not okay?
If you look, you should look away as quickly as possible.
Why? How about don't pull the girls out in a parking garage and I won't look at them?
Unless you're in a big hurry, why can't you just find a bathroom?
Now, see, I will change in the car today. I just want to point that out, by the way. So if you want to see my breasts...
Why are you changing
in the car? Take a gander.
Yeah. If you want to look at my bosoms...
Why are you changing in the car?
Because I have a show tonight at the Houston Improv.
Oh.
And I just wore this t-shirt and I'll change into a polo. I won't do it here. I'll just drive to the Houston Improv tonight. By the way, 8 o'clock, couples therapy. Come check it out. Boom, boom, boom. It's a fun show. It's a very fun show.
And they don't have bathrooms there? They don't have a green room? They don't have a place for you to change backstage?
It's just one shirt. It's just man boobs. I mean, they're heavy bosoms, but still. It's just man boobs. No one cares.
I would look away quickly.
At me?
Very look away quickly.
What about if it was a chick?
If it was Tracy's,
you'd be all boing. You know, you'd.
Tracy's or yours?
Oh, of all the days I wore sweatpants.
Tracy Cowley or Tracy...
What? Don't you dare.
I didn't know who you were referring to. I'm just trying to find out who you were referring to.
I know what you were doing.
No.
I know what you were doing.
No.
Okay, back to the debate.
Would you look, Nick, if it was a chick?
Do you say, not would you. Is it okay?
No, I would look. I would try to look away as quickly as possible.
Because a lot of women be like, you pervert, trick, you are changing in public.
I don't think that it's okay to take a long glance. I think
it can't. There's no such thing as a glance as a quick look. It can't be a long glance.
All right, a long gaping two different view. Things. I think if you look and figure out what's going on, I think the appropriate thing to do is to look away.
I'm looking at them. If you are dumb enough to pull the girls out in public, I'm looking at them. I'm looking at your breasts. You know what? Go to a bathroom if you don't want me looking at them. Don't do it in the backseat of your car. If I walk up and there's a chick changing, especially if she looks like Throw Mama from the Train, I'm diverting the eyes. I don't need to see that. She's probably sitting on them. They're probably in the seat next to her. I don't need to see that. I don't want to see that. I'm not looking at that. But if she's hot, I'm looking. I'm looking.
How long?
Long as they're out.
What, are you going to get some popcorn? Sit there and go, hey!
Look, if I can get in the car and still watch, I ain't in a hurry to back up. I'm not saying I'd do anything while that'd be disgusting. I'm just saying I'm a look.
I'm the opposite. I'm a I really felt like it was rude, so I just kind of kept going faster and looked away.
But here's the thing. If you were changing your pants and just the boys are out, just out.
Yeah, but they're not going to be above the dashboard, for God's sake.
I'm just saying, if a lady walked by, let's say you drive a Mazda Miata. You look like you would drive a Miata.
Thank you very much.
So you're in the Miata, and you're like, damn, I got to put on some different pants. I split my pants. Good thing I had these shorts. I'm going to take these pants off. You're not an underwear guy. You're like, who here do you think doesn't wear underwear? Fred. Fred definitely doesn't wear underwear. So you're like Fred. You don't wear underwear. You split your pants. You got to change. So you got shorts in the back seat or in the side seat of the Miata because there's only two seats. You pull your pants. Yeah, you pull your pants down, and some lady walks up to her car to get in. Mm-hmm. And she's not okay to look?
I wouldn't care.
I mean, that's what you.
I understand you're asking for.
You brought this to her.
Yeah, you're asking for it.
You brought this to her.
Different proposition,
now,
though.
Here's the difference. Like us, most dudes are going to look and not say anything. If we did that and she saw you, she's reporting you to the authorities.
Probably right.
That's the big difference here is that men would be reported to the authorities. Women would just be looked at.
I think women report men who are really abrasive about it. Like they're trying to show their junk.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're changing in your car and you got naked, it doesn't matter. If she sees you, I guarantee you at least 80% of women would report you.
Really?
I guarantee you.
I think they'd be embarrassed and shy and would walk away.
No, I think he's right.
I guarantee you less than 5% of men, and they're probably all like men. So they're just like, oh, girl, that is gross. And then they would report them. But I don't think any regular dude is going to report a woman for taking the girls out.
I would agree with that.
I wouldn't.
For sure.
So it's just not, what I'm saying is it's not fair. If I want to pull my pants down.
It's a manual transmission. I'm just learning to drive. Okay. Learning to drive a stick.
You had to go there, right?
Yeah, why not?
Hey, you know where I'm going to go? Get Upside is where I'm going to go. In fact, I used Get Upside today. This is what I love about the app is that every day the cash back offers that you get change. And if you're not familiar with it, if you're just tuning in or you haven't heard me talk about this outstanding app before, what Get Upside does is it's a cash back app. So you use it, you get cash back, and you get it on stuff you're paying for already, like gas and food. I used it this morning at the Shell station by the house. And what I like about it is the numbers that you can get as far as cash back go vary based on the gas station or based on where you eat, based on the location, and based on even the types of gas. Like if you get super unleaded gas, the cash back offer you get could be higher than just regular unleaded or diesel or whatever. So it all changes day to day. If you don't like the offer that you got right now, check tomorrow. It could go up, could go down, but you can always find another offer if you're not happy with the one that's closest to you. That's why I love it. It's versatile. It's free to use. It's super easy. When I do it, I do my gas more often than anything else. And I say, yes, give me the receipt, take a picture of it, upload it. That's it. As long as you pay with a debit card, it's super easy. You're doing all this stuff anyways. You're paying with a debit card. You're filling up. Why not get some cash back in that process and use that cash for whatever you want? You don't have to tell the wife about it. And ladies, you don't have to tell your man about it. Whatever you do as far as money in your account, that's your money. They don't need to know about it. You keep that money. But it's so easy to use. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon for gas. You can get up to 35% cash back for food. And make sure that you refer friends, because it has that whole option where you can get extra bonus cash in your account from your friends. So check that option out as well. As mentioned on ABC 13, it's a legitimate app. I love it. A lot of folks here at the station use it. You should be on it too. Download Get Upside. Put in my promo code Barry. Get that cash back. Thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final segment of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you guys being suspects of this show. As we roll you up till 4, and then the Blitz will take you home till 7. AJ out, Raheezy in the easy with Fred Easy today.
Okay. Hey, on Joel. The Blitz. Speaking of dad jokes,
was that a dad joke?
Do you think you're the ultimate dad?
In my mind, I do.
Well, You out there listening, if you think you're the ultimate dad and family man, ESPN 97.5 and Schlitterbahn Galveston want to see if you have what it takes to be the next Mr. Bond. To enter, post the best photo showing why you're the ultimate dad and make sure to hashtag that Mr. Bond. That's hashtag Mr. B-A-H-N. Five finalists will be chosen by our five local ESPN shows, and one lucky winner will receive four season passes to Schlitterbahn Galveston. Show us why you deserve to be the next Mr. Bond.
Bond.
Schlitterbahn. Well done.
Thank you. Evidently, we're going to pick one of the winners.
Yeah.
Show by show.
I don't know how that's going to work.
We can be bribed.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, I know this is shocking to you guys.
Okay.
Okay. Because it happened in Florida. Because nothing crazy happens in Florida. Okay. Dated June the 4th, a man is facing domestic battery after allegedly covering up his sleeping girlfriend in ketchup. I don't call that battery. I call that foreplay.
Matt Harrop, for sure.
You know why I love ketchup.
Yeah.
I don't call that battery. I call that foreplay.
So Lisa filed charges, huh?
Yeah, she was having one of those nights where she was mad at me. It doesn't happen often. Investigators say Peter Wagman, 37, uh-huh. and his 41-year-old girlfriend have recently been in arguments over infidelity by the victim. The couple have been together for 11 years. Around 4:45 in the morning, cops report the victim awoke to ketchup being poured on her by Wagman, who was yelling, "That's what you get, bitch."
For what?
When police arrived at the residence, they found the woman covered in ketchup. Wagman denied the condiment attack, though a patrolman noted he has ketchup on the right side of his pants. He was released yesterday from the county jail, had pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor domestic battery count. A judge has ordered him to have no contact with the victim. So I guess they consider it assault that you assault cover someone with ketchup.
More like a salt and pepper.
I see what you
okay.
did. Both Wagman and his girlfriend have previously been arrested for battering each other, though those charges in separate cases were eventually dropped by prosecutors. In April, the woman was busted after allegedly striking Wagman as they argued in their residence. During that dispute, cops noted the couple took turns
she
writing.
She shoved a corn dog up his... Never mind.
The couple took turns writing on the bed on their bed and carving their names into the bed. People are weird.
This couple doesn't need to be together.
No.
You know, you talk about, I mean, that's a destructive relationship.
Signs that your relationship is over. Forget being doused in ketchup while you sleep. If you're carving their names in the, writing it on the bed and carving them in the headboard when you're mad at the other one.
If you fight that much, just call it.
Man. Yeah, at least he looks stable.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, yeah, he may have done more than that. We're just not going to find out about it for the next couple of years.
Somebody said, by the way, when we were talking about is it okay to look the social, you know, the social ramifications of looking at a lady undressing in her car in public as opposed to what if it were happened to a man. Somebody suggested that women only turn in ugly dudes. I disagree with that. I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
I think a handsome man is more likely to be let go.
Let go or, like or not turned in?
Not turned in.
Ooh, I don't know.
No?
I guess you're right, but I think not as often as you think. Like, if the chick could be ugly and guys aren't turning her in. I mean, like I said, you may get like some 50-year-old, you know, that's Jesus wouldn't want you to do that. I'm turning you in. Like one of those guys. Or the other 5%, they're like, girl, but...
Or they're going, Jesus, I want to do it.
Yeah, but the rest of us are just like, yeah, that bro was ugly, but look at you, see the, okay? Women, on the other hand, I don't think you get a pass if you're cute. She's like, this dumbass has his stuff out, and even if it was... If he was hashtag blessed, I still think they turn him in.
I agree with that simply because when you hear of these peeping Toms and these guys that do these things, regardless of what they look like, and it's the fact that what they're doing freaks the female out so much, they're reporting them. I think Barry's number was dead on at least 80% of the time.
Not that he would do this. Uh-oh. But Glenn Davis changing in his car. Is he being?
Yes.
Really?
1,000%.
Handsome man.
I think so.
1,000%.
Handsome man.
And he's in a BMW and he's still getting turned in. There are a lot more, you know, Tammys in accounting in this world that would turn in a guy no matter who it is, because it's the right thing to do and that's just not appropriate in public. Ralph in accounting be like,
what if you're a
when
celebrity?
When he sees the chick. Oh, yeah.
They
celebrities definitely getting turned in.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's an interesting question.
That one, now, it depends. I guess it depends. If Brad Pitt had his pants down.
They're not turning in Brad Pitt.
I'm with you.
If it's Hugh Grant, it's a Tuesday. But but aside from that.
Danny DeVito?
It depends on what they're doing. If they're legitimately changing, I think people give a pass to a celebrity.
They would lock up Danny DeVito right next to Jerry Sandusky. Put him in the same cell.
Get out of the car, Penguin.
You know what else they're doing?
Oompa Loompa ass
they're
up on
taking
that here.
Pictures and they're talking to TMZ about cash.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that if they're legitimately changing and they're a celebrity, I think they might get a pass. I think if they're a celebrity and they're doing something else and they're showing their stuff, I think they're definitely getting reported.
Yeah, somebody's like, look, good-looking dude, and he's got a big penis. He's not getting turned in. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm telling you. Men, you know who sends that? A dude that doesn't know how a woman thinks. Women think differently than we do. We are dumb. Women are way smarter and have way more morals than us. That's why the number is higher of women that would turn in a dude regardless of what he looks like and regardless of how big his penis is. They're better people than we are. They're going to turn us in more often than we would them. That's just period. I don't know why that would be a debate. I think the debate is it okay to look? To me, that's more of the debate.
Yeah,
I feel like if I'm getting naked in my car, yeah, absolutely. If you're getting if I'm getting naked in my car and you watch me, that's on me. I shouldn't be getting naked in my car. And the same thing would go for a lady. And that's why Joel looked.
Okay.
Was she hot?
I couldn't see. It was dark.
So you did try to
light was on.
You
no,
did try to look.
The dome just, light was on. But I, and I knew what she was doing. But when you said, is she hot? I couldn't see her face. She had her head turned.
You were looking, though.
That's dude, I told you I felt bad. I saw the initial glance. I'm just like walking, minding my business, looking. I'm like, oh, hey, I know what you're doing.
I'm not suggesting you can take pictures and put it on Instagram. Okay. That would be a little much.
So basically,
but if
no
it was
one,
a celeb, you could have called TMZ.
True.
What, Nick?
So no, basically, no one's getting a pass outside Brad Pitt. Basically,
pretty much.
I
Brad Pitt,
others,
the dude that played Thor and Aquaman, those guys, they're getting a pass. There are still some females that would turn them in, but the number isn't as high.
Right.
Like if it was J-Lo, 0.0% people would turn her in.
And if they did?
Mm-hmm. If it was Brad Pitt, like 40% of women would still turn him in.
I would arrest the person that tried to call the police on J-Lo.
Yeah, exactly.
Like citizen's arrest, sir.
You get in the backseat of the car. Yeah. She did nothing wrong with him, you know. I mean, this wasn't Alex Rodriguez pooping. This was completely
he's getting
different.
Blinds now, by the way.
Huh?
He said he's looking at getting blinds now in his bathroom.
If I'm a blind company, I'm all over that. We'll do it for free.
Yeah.
I would be all over that.
Yep. By the way, as we close, we can wrap with this. The NBA has released a statement regarding Warriors investor Mark Stevens, and it goes as follows. As a team representative, they must be held to the highest possible standards of the conduct of the Golden State Warriors investor Mark Stevens last night. His conduct was beyond unacceptable. It has no place in our league. And as the review of this matter continues, Mr. Stevens will not be permitted to attend an NBA game.
As the review continues.
Correct. So I'm sure that they'll probably go at the end of the year, and starting next year, they'll go, well, bygones be bygones. New season, new
he
start.
He said he was sorry. Yeah, well, so
why doesn't Kyle tell you what else he said?
Yeah.
That would be interesting. All right, you know what else is interesting? Raheel's going to be in. He's going to be filling in for AJ, and the Blitz is coming up next. So stay tuned for that. For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you on an FYF Friday tomorrow, everybody.